we've currently got 273 McGrath Cancer Care nurses across Australia.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's all right. And we've helped over 150,000 Australian families who are going through a tough time with a cancer diagnosis. And we know that our nurses make that tough time a little bit easier.
Welcome to Convos, Stories That Connect, the Lifestyle Barrington Coast podcast where we dive into the heart of what makes this region so special. Through candid and inspiring conversations, we explore what draws people to this breathtaking part of the Mid-North Coast and what keeps them coming back. Our guests share their personal journeys, challenges and passions, offering a glimpse into the vibrant lifestyles that shape the Barrington Coast.
Hey friends, welcome back to the show. Nice to have you all joining us for another episode of Convos, the Lifestyle Barrington Coast podcast. And I feel like I say this at the start of every episode, but I'm more than a little bit excited today about our guest. We do tend to have some pretty cool people on the podcast, but, you know, especially for me personally, this one's a little bit of a step above some of the others, all respect to people we've had on the show before, because today we are joined by Director and Foundation Ambassador of the McGrath Foundation, Tracy Bevan. Tracy, thank you so much for giving up a bit of time to join us on the poddy today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So McGrath Foundation, I think a lot of people are probably quite familiar with that, but for some of our listeners who are not, give us a bit of a rundown. Like, tell us, what is the McGrath Foundation? What does it do, and what were its origins?
So currently the McGrath Foundation funds nurses, McGrath Cancer Care nurses, to support families experiencing any type of cancers. But that's not how we originally started. That was only announced on the 1st of January this year. We're taking our, as we say, our expert care now to all cancers. But for the past 19 years previously, we were all about funding McGrath breast care nurses who would give free support to Australian families experiencing breast cancer, because our model of care is not only supporting the patient, but she's there for the whole family. Because as we know, a breast cancer diagnosis, or now any type of cancer diagnosis, doesn't just impact the patient, it impacts the whole family. So that's what we do. We've currently got 273 McGrath Cancer Care nurses across Australia.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's all right. And we've helped over 150,000 Australian families who are going through a tough time with a cancer diagnosis. And we know that our nurses make that tough time a little bit easier.
Yeah, and I love hearing you talk about the fact that your cancer care nurses now are there not just for the person who's had the diagnosis, but for the whole family. Because I can't remember if it was you or somebody else from the foundation I heard speaking, and they said with that diagnosis, the first thing that the person who's diagnosed loses is themselves. You know, they stop being a mum or a sister or a wife, and they become a cancer patient. And, you know, they lose that ability to do all those other things that, you know, a mum or a sister or a wife does. And so, you know, the nurses come in and they help kind of give you back yourself a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's what we say, that our nurses support not only clinically, but psychosocially and emotionally, because, you know, that cancer diagnosis impacts every part of that person's life and those that love them. So, you know, our nurses act also as patient advocates. So when there's a multidisciplinary team that sit together, our nurse is there representing the patient. She's there to do what's best for the patient, not what's best for the hospital. She's there to organise appointments. She's there to then help the patient understand the jargon, you know, like that she will be completely hearing, she might not understand. She will help her understand that she has choices and help her with those choices. She will help her prepare for what will happen during the treatment. She will be there to help her understand what some of the side effects will be and how to get through them. And if there's anything that the patient needs, she and the nurse will have access to services that even our nurse might not have, but she'll know somewhere that will have access to that. And she will go away if she doesn't know the answer and find the answer. So she is, many times we hear how our nurses become part of the patient's life, you know, at the start of treatment, through treatment and beyond treatment, because they really are the difference that the patient needs when going through a tough time.
Yeah, because I guess medically, you know, what happens is going to happen, isn't it? You've got medical professionals there, you've got doctors, you've got the treatment, and whatever's going to happen is going to happen, and it can probably feel like you don't really have any control over that. But, you know, these nurses come in, and with the support they bring, it gives you back a bit of control over that part of your life, I guess.
Yeah, even if it's just, you know, mentally, to feel like you have a choice, you know, to know that you can ask questions. Because I know from Jane, which she said as soon as she heard the words, "You've got breast cancer at 31 years old," she said she didn't hear anything. It was like nothing else was happening in her head at that moment. So she wasn't listening to what the oncologist was saying. She didn't take notice because it was this deafening noise of "You've got breast cancer." So when she walked out and looked at Glenn, I mean, Glenn as well would say, or his focus was Jane. So they didn't actually know, could prepare what was coming. But then when Jane met Alison, a breast care nurse, and she knew she could go to Alison and say, okay, what can you now tell me in layman's terms what's about to happen? I know that, you know, not feel guilty that she was taking Alison's time, because Jane would say she felt silly talking to her oncologist about menial things that was going through her head.
Right.
She didn't want to take time from a GP because, you know, as soon as you walk into your GP, it's tick-tock, tick-tock. Whereas she knew she could call her breast care nurse at any time. And even if she was busy, she could leave a message and McGraw Cancer Care Nurse would call back.
Yeah. Isn't it a shame that as the patient, as the person who's received that diagnosis, we feel like the obligation is on us not to waste someone else's time?
Yeah.
As opposed to saying, hang on, this is about me. Like, for once, this is about me. And I guess the cancer care nurses do that. They make it about you for once.
Well, and that's 100% that's right. That's why we say they represent the patient and nothing else. What's best for the patient during treatment.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're a foundation ambassador. You get to get up and show up every day for the people who need you the most. Mm-hmm. You get to, I guess, help continue on the work of your best friend, Jane. Mm-hmm. It must be a deeply personal experience for you, but is that a really sort of healing experience after having lost somebody so close to you? And, you know, does it kind of have, does it bring back those memories, I guess? And what's the positives in that for you? And are there any negatives in that for you as well?
Yes, Simon. Well, when you've made a promise, you've looked into the eyes of someone you love just like a family member, that was my best friend, Jane, and made promises. We both knew this was the end of her life, and I made promises to her that one is godmother to James and Holly that I keep all the time. Her biggest fear was that they would forget who she was because they were 6 and 8 when she passed away, and I said, I promise you they will never forget who you are. And luckily, I'd always taken video footage, even when Jane was pregnant with James and Holly. So wherever, and I still do that to this day, you know, where my daughters too, have got their lives from being born to, I still whip out the video every birthday and Christmas, and they eye roll. But, you know, I think in time you'll look back and be glad I did that. So I've got footage like that. So that was a promise I made to her. But on a foundation front, I promised her till the day I see her again that I will continue what she started from my house in Sydney, and hopefully make her proud. And the mission at the time was to ensure no one went through breast cancer without the care of a breast care nurse. Now it's ensure no one goes through cancer without the care of a McGraw cancer care nurse. And so every day that I get the honour and privilege to be part of the team that does that, because it's not me that's doing it gives me purpose. And I thank my friend every day as well, because there's still people in this earth who don't really know their purpose. And I 100%. Thank my friend that I do, you know, I do. And I get that honor and privilege to thank those. I've just been doing that in Melbourne, thanking those supporters in any capacity, be it, you know, corporate, whether it be community, whether it be donors. I have the privilege of meeting those people and saying thank you and attending their events, not just on behalf of the McGrath Foundation team, but on behalf of Jane, because it's because of that support, like you, Simon, who, for people like you who drive these events, that hold these events for the local community, are helping the McGrath Foundation place our McGrath Cancer Care nurses across Australia.
And we were really privileged to have you at our event last year, our first one for Pink Up Foster Ton Curry, which we're excited about again this year. But do you ever kind of sit and reflect and think, I wonder what I would be doing now if I wasn't doing this?
Do you mean with the same life still marrying an Australian cricketer?
I guess if you know, you hadn't been in a position where you had to make that promise, and the foundation, you know, wasn't here, do you ever wonder what my life would have looked like?
I think my role would always be in a supporting people role, always wanting to make a difference role. I've always been like that. I've always tried to help people as much as I can. So I was years and years ago looking at fostering children. So I think mm-hmm. that may have been a role that I did if I sit back and reflect. Because I know I was put on the earth to make a difference in some capacity. And thankfully, you know, Jane asking me, do you fancy starting a charity, Trace? Those famous words. And me thinking, oh, yeah, this will be nice. We'll just have a few days out. And, you know, she coined the phrase that, you know, charity chocolate has no calories. So I thought that was the level that we were going to play on. You know, it didn't matter if it was on high tea. It was no calories. So, I'm just proud and grateful that she asked me to do this with her, and it's an honour to continue.
And you definitely, you know, when you speak and the kind of things that you do, you definitely are that giver, you know, that person who likes to support others. You did mention that you're proud, but do you genuinely give yourself the opportunity to stop for a minute and say, look what we've done? Like, I am really proud of what we've achieved.
As you can say, I don't take it that easily. But I have learned to accept it, because somebody once said to me, when someone says to you, congratulations on the work that you've done. In fact, I was at Melbourne Airport yesterday and on my way back to Sydney. And all of a sudden I heard, hi, are you Tracy? And I said, yeah, I am. And this beautiful air stewardess said to me, I follow you on social media. I think what you do is absolute, and just saying beautiful things. And I've now learned to say thank you, whereas I normally would say, oh, it's not me, you know, oh, it's the team that do it. But now I go, and someone said to me, you and Jane were the people who picked up the baton, and because of Jane's experience, she wanted to make a difference. You were by her side, and you've continued. It started somewhere and you were part of it starting. So I've learned to go, okay, I have played a role, but I'm also very, very conscious, like any family business, you know, you start something. But to be where we are today, it takes great people who come on and, you know, help with growth and strategy and take us to where we are.
Yeah. And I think that's also the sign of a great leader, is to not take all the credit personally, but to say, I've got a great team around me, and to make sure that those people who deserve the credit get the credit. So McGrath Foundation, giving us a great overview. We know a lot more about the McGrath Foundation now, but the Pink Up movement, which has kind of taken on a real sort of life of its own, where did that come from?
Well, pink has always been synonymous with breast cancer. That wasn't the McGrath Foundation. But when Jane started the McGrath Foundation, and she said, you know, obviously we're going to be pink, and she said to me, we're going to be hot pink to remind us that we're hot. I mean, we were in our 30s then, so we were. And so we've always been pink. We've always been this, you know, a bright, gregarious pink. But even now that we've gone to all cancers, we are still pink, because and I think it's also because it is so linked with breast cancer, and now we're moving that now to care. So for us, pink is about care. And so that's why we're still keeping the colour of pink. But for us, it's also about coming, it's like uniting people with a colour. You know, it's more than a colour. We say as well, it's about hope. It's about, it signifies in a community to those who have been diagnosed breast cancer, now all cancers, that the community cares and that there hopefully is access to a wonderful nurse, McGrath Cancer Care nurse in the community that cares. So that's what pink means to the McGrath Foundation. And I think with Simon, when I came to your event last year and I was speaking, we were still focused on breast care nurses, and we still are focused on breast cancer. But my message was that 57 people a day are diagnosed with breast cancer. That statistic is still sits there. But now we've moved to all cancers. We now share the fact that one in two people will be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. So what started with a small, you know, colour of bright pink to help us, you know, stand out on a shelf when you want to buy a product that supports the McGrath Foundation or unify a community to support the local community who are diagnosed with breast cancer, now is a sign of people coming together to care for their local community who are diagnosed with cancer and hopefully help the foundation place more McGrath Cancer Care nurses.
Yeah, that's an absolutely staggering statistic. I just want to say that again for anybody who didn't quite grab that. One in two people in their lifetime will be diagnosed with cancer. So not just know somebody, but one in two will be diagnosed with cancer. That is absolutely staggering.
It is. It's horrifying. It is.
Yeah. And so then I guess things like the Pink Up Your Town initiative, which is fabulous and we love, and I do want to talk a little bit about that, that becomes even more important as local communities. As you said, it's about uniting people. As local communities come together behind this cause in order to raise money, not into cancer research is reasonably well funded already, but to provide those support care nurses for people with all cancers. So how important is that Pink Up Your Town movement to the overall function of the foundation?
Oh, so the McGrath Foundation, we don't have like gala dinners or the typical type of fundraising. Ours is campaign focused. So you'll see at the start of the year, we pink up the SCG, we have the pink test, and you know, that's our biggest fundraising platform. It's our biggest fundraiser. That's how we always start the year off. And then we head to Pink Stumps Day, which comes off the back of the cricket, where we ask grassroots cricket clubs to pink up one of their games, add an element of fundraising, make it about fun, and fundraise for the McGrath Foundation. Then we have Pink Up Your Town, which is the same thing. Oh, well, we have October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and that's where Pink Up Your Town was born from. So then we started to say, fundraise for the McGrath Foundation, pink up your town during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is October. Show the local community who are experiencing breast cancer that you are there, that you support them, that you care, show your support, and fundraise. And, you know, it's a huge part of the McGrath Foundation fundraising calendar. And, you know, obviously we build strategies around that. And it's been amazing to see how that one little campaign has grown over the years, from what started in Mudgee and with a conversation with Hugh Bateman, who was a guy who is a property man, and he wanted to fundraise for the McGrath Foundation, and he bought a pink tractor, as you do. And then went around New South Wales, stopping at different real estate offices, and each real estate office did a fundraiser and help him. And over 2 weeks, he raised $340,000. So we recognized him.
That's incredible.
As a fundraising driver. and just visiting him to say thank you. And he said, you know, just in conversation, what's happened? I said, oh, well, we're thinking about doing a campaign called Pink Up Your Town, where I said, oh, like you would pink up the Mudgy Clock that sits in the middle of the town. I said, you know, and that's showing your local community who's experiencing breast cancer that you are their care. You would fundraise for your local breast care nurse, making, you know, the community aware of her and her free services. So it was born out of that, knowing what Hugh could do in his local community. And with him, I'd say within half an hour of talking to him, he said to me, hold on a minute, made a few phone calls, and we had the mayor, we had the Chamber of Commerce there. I was just sat at this table going, is that Tracy, this is Mike, this is the mayor, Tracy. And I was like, oh, hi, everybody. And we sat there and he said, Tracy, the foundation have got this idea. What do you think? And they're like, yeah, yeah. Chamber of Commerce, well, yes, we can give you a grant to, you know, to buy the bulbs to pink up. And by the time they'd gone around the local community, they had, you know, there was pink sheep. So the farmer was showing everybody that he was supporting the foundation. There was, you went to the cafe and there was something on the menu. If you bought that, a donation would be to the McGrath Foundation. There was pink clothes in the shops. That a donation would come to the McGrath Foundation. And what we saw grow was, it wasn't just about the McGrath Foundation. You know, we were at the end of the row now. It was about community. It was about everybody doing their little bit. So, you know, it could be a dollar coming from, I say, from a menu item. Everyone doing what they're already doing, but making a donation from the sales or something, or a service. You know, some guys, electricians, would say, if you have something done during this week, during October, a donation would be made to McGrath Foundation. So they came up with the ideas of how they would support us. We would just, you know, support them in every way that we can. And that's how it was born. And now there's little communities all across Australia that, as you know, Simon, because picking up Tuncurry is happening. And it's really beautiful to see communities come together. And it seems to me, the smaller the community, I am flabbergasted at what communities can do. And I am also conscious of the fact that we are not just one charity. You know, there's many charities that need support, and these communities just get behind so many good, worthy causes during, you know, 12 months of the year or every year. And I think it's incredible. And it just shows you the incredible Australian spirit of stepping up and being there to whatever capacity they can do. It might be a dollar, it might be $20, whatever it is, what you can do. They give because they want to support their neighbour.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you've mentioned it a couple of times. It is really about community. And I think if businesses, if people are looking at how they can get involved, all they really need to do is think about the people around them and think about, you know, how can we get behind this? How can we help people out? How can we do something simple to make a difference? Because it doesn't have to be a groundbreaking idea, does it? It can be something as simple as you said, put an item on your menu and give $1 from that item. It can be something really simple. Or 50 cents.
It doesn't matter.
Or just pink up your shop.
Yeah, pink up your shop and start a conversation of why have you turned pink? Oh, we're supporting the McGrath Foundation. What do the McGrath Foundation do? They support families with a cancer diagnosis through McGrath Cancer. And it's all about awareness. It's awareness of our services. It's awareness of, you know, that we are supporting families, local families. And I think it's just a great conversation start. And if you can help make a difference, then, of course, we are enormously grateful because, Simon, without people like you and your community doing what you do, we can't do what we do. And now we've started, Holly, our CEO said to me, we got to our mission last year for breast cancer, of reaching the goal. And for years I was saying, help us get to 250 McGrath breast care nurses, blah, 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 blah. That's what I was driven. And then we reached that goal last year, and it was obviously a pivotal milestone personally because of the promises, as I said, I'd made to my best mate before she passed away. So that was huge. And it was also a pivotal moment for the foundation. And Holly said to me, you know, how do you feel? And then we went through that. And then she said to me, well, look, Trace, I've got something to tell you. And I said, what's that? And she said, you know that you've been climbing Mount Everest with your mate for 19 years. And I said, yeah. Oh, so good. She said, well, I'm sorry, but we're already at base camp. I was like, she said, we're starting again because now we're taking our expert care and bringing equitative care to all cancers. I was like, well, you know what? Roll my sleeves up. Here we go again.
Here we go again. We've done it once.
Yeah, we've done it once, but now actually she's right because we're not starting at the bottom of that mountain because we are experts in care for breast 100%. Cancer. We are not experts in care for all cancers, but I will always say we are experts in care for breast cancer, but we are now working with leading experts in all cancer tumours and cancer streams to bring that expert of care. We are working on our model of care that we developed for breast cancer, but very cleverly we made that model of care adaptable for all cancers in case we wanted to share that knowledge, in case anybody wanted our knowledge. So that's what we're doing now. We are starting at base camp. We're still, I want to emphasize, Simon, we are still bringing that same level of expert care to families experiencing breast cancer. We will always continue that. We are now starting to all cancers, and it's going to take a long time. We're working with Deloitte to map the whole of Australia to show us where the need is for all the cancers, other cancer streams, where the need is, and we will, as we did the same thing with Deloitte with breast cancer. We mapped Australia and we went along for 19 years and filled the gaps in those communities. That's our plan now for all cancers. We know it's going to take a long time. You can't ring the McGrath Foundation right now, and I can tell you, you know, that there's a cancer care nurse in all cancer streams all over Australia. That's not true. Mm. But because what we have done over the past 20 years this year, we will hopefully in 10, 20 years have closed that gap. So then everyone has that equity of care, regardless of what cancer you are diagnosed with. You will experience that hug, that enormous support from a McGrath cancer care nurse. You won't pay a penny. You won't even need a referral. And that's because,
incredible, isn't it?
It is, Simon, but it's because of you. It's because of your community. It's because of the same people every day have supported the foundation over the past 20 years who continue to support the McGrath Foundation that we can do what we do. And that's why I am enormously grateful to you, Simon. I'm enormously grateful to every single person in your community who, what as you say, doesn't matter how big or small it is. If you support Pinking Up Tone Curry, you are helping families going through an incredibly difficult time. You are making it. And hopefully you never have to ring the McGrath Foundation and find, you know, help that and that support. But if you do, you'll know that the difference that we're making is huge because of you.
And just to, and it's not just us, is it? Like there are communities, as you said, all over Australia. Some, you know, particularly influential ones. I think you and I have a mutual friend in Gay Hawthorne who's done a lot with Pink Up Penrith and has been, you know, a really big influence on me and our willingness to kick off Pink Up Foster Tun Curry. The brand doesn't succeed the way that it has without those advocates, does it? You know, people who are on the ground, in addition to people like yourself, who are driving it at that grassroots level.
Well, we identify as you are, as Gay is, as Hugh is, the drivers. And we always say, you know, there's usually a driver in the community who they're naturally born this way in business, in family, in fundraising, who see an opportunity and just want to go for it. And then there's people who don't want to do that for whatever circumstance they are, but they're happy to support the driver. And that's how it always starts. And Gay is incredible. I love Gay so much because she has this thing. She keeps telling me how much is, a couple of years ago, Mudgee passed the $1 million mark for the McGrath Foundation. Wow. Well, that only inspired Gay to say, right, that's it. We will get to a million and we will pass Mudgee one day. So they have that little rivalry. which is fantastic, and which is fun. And that's also a big thing about the McGrath Foundation, Simon. We want you to have fun while you're doing what you do. Yes, it's very serious what we do, you know, and it's, you know, there's a really difficult aspect to, obviously, to what we do. But we also want to have fun while we're doing it, because as we also know, that if you're having fun, people will want to come again, because yes, it's for the greater good. Absolutely. But if you're having a good day while you're having it, or time out with your friends, or even just sat in the cafe or the bakery having a cupcake, you know, talking about why this cupcake's making the difference, for us, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. And so watch out, Mudgee and Penrith, because Pink Up Foster Tongue Curry has entered the chat.
That's it.
And it's about to get real. I just love hearing the passion in your voice when you talk about this. It's obvious that this is the kind of thing that lights you up. Mm. If there are people who are sitting out there listening to this thinking, we'd really love to be involved, like this is infectious, but we're not sure where to start, parting words, what would your advice be to them about how they can get involved?
Well, always just contact the McGrath Foundation. Go to our website, mcgrathfoundation.com.au, and we have a tab, how to get involved. But you can call us, because one of the team will happily help with ideas of how you can, you know, if you want to do an event, how to get involved, or how to get involved in a local event. You know, we have so many people that volunteer for us. So there's lots of ways that you could get involved. And we are enormously grateful, because every single person that supports the foundation in whatever capacity is helping the McGrath Foundation place more McGrath cancer care nurses across Australia. So contact the foundation either online or on the phone, and we'd love a conversation.
Tracy, thank you. I've just loved chatting to you today, and it's been so good of you to share your experience and talk about the foundation and the Pink Up Your Town movement. Tracy Bevan, thanks for joining us today on Convos.
Thanks, Sam, and thank you to you for all that you're doing and your local community. And I look forward to seeing you all again in the near future.
Thanks, Tracy. Thanks, guys. So that was Tracy Bevan from the McGrath Foundation. I'll make sure that all of the links to McGrath Foundation's socials are in the show notes. And if you do want to get involved, make sure you follow them up. Make sure you reach out, as Tracy said. And if you want to be part of Pink Up Foster Tuncurry, then you'll be able to find us on social media as well, and our links will be in the show notes too. Tracy, thanks once again.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Convos, the Lifestyle Barrington Coast podcast. If you love this chat, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode. And if you know somebody we should be talking to on Convos, hit us up on our Facebook page, Lifestyle Barrington Coast.